Just hear the vision statement once, you're not going to remember it. So what I have now that I'm about to pass out is the vision statement. And if you can all take one, couples, if you just take maybe one for now to share between the two of you, and then we'll see if we have any left over, because I do need to make sure I leave enough for the Moe congregation. So on this sheet, you'll have the vision statement, and then down below it is the prayer that Dennis just prayed for us. It's the prayer that Phil Baldwin from New Zealand came up with as we talked about this. So all the pastors have been praying this prayer on a daily basis. And we now are inviting everyone to be praying this prayer on a daily basis as we move forward. So the overall GCI vision is healthy church, being the healthiest expression that we can be of healthy church. And I think as you look at this vision underneath it, as our Australasian vision, it fits into that healthy church aspect. All right, how are we doing? Does anyone still need one? Do we have some more? Do any couples want to have two? And then I'll do some marriage counseling with you afterwards for if you don't know how to share. No, I'm joking. Please, we do have some. So if you're couples and you need two, please take one. If not, we'll have whatever's left over. We'll put on the information table back there and all that because it's a prayer that you can be praying. If each couple want their own copy, hopefully we have enough for that. So, all right. So there you have the vision statement. And so, as I mentioned, this is what's going to be under Australasia. And you look at that second line down, it says, we look forward with courage. Because that really is the only thing besides knowing that it's God that's leading us and that we have to rely on the Holy Spirit, that when we look forward, it has to be with courage. Just as the Israelites needed courage to leave Egypt. Now, it probably wasn't too hard to leave Egypt because they were slaves. They wanted to escape slavery. But then, later on in the journey, they're at the Jordan River, and they needed courage to cross it into the promised land. Because there are people already dwelling there. And they weren't just going to say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize God had promised Abraham 400 years ago that we'll move. Right? It took courage for them to enter into and accept the grace and the promise that God had promised them. So we do look forward to it with courage. Now, there's a lot into this vision statement. So as Daphne mentioned, we're going to do some more videos over the next couple months. As Chris mentioned, it's not just a vision statement. We've put some scaffolding around this. We've built a framework. So we have a 10-year vision, and we also have a 3-year mile markers. We've got 3 years from now, almost a third of the way through, where we've got a few streams that we are expecting to reach to know that we are on the way, right? Because if you're on a road trip from Melbourne to Sydney, you want to see the mileage sign, the kilometer sign getting to Sydney, going down as you're going, right? And if you see a sign for Adelaide, you're like, whoops, we've taken a wrong turn. And so we don't want to go 3 years down the road and find out we've on the wrong road. So we have a one-year vision, kind of a one-year that this is where we want to be in 1 year. So by November of this year, we kind of have an idea. This is where we want to be to know we're on the right track. Within a year, we also have 4 different goals that we want to accomplish each 90 days. One of those goals was we have a communication team, which several pastors I'm on, was to roll out the vision statement to everyone. So our first out of our 4 goals in 90 days, we're now at February, we're at 90 days, and one of those goals we are achieving. So a couple of the other goals are dealing with having the framework for what is a church that we want to be able to create as a ministerial training center. So we have a different team working on that, and there's a couple, 2 others. So that will be at 90 days. We review, are we on track? And then as we tick off those goals, what's our goals for the next 90 days to continue moving towards that one-year mile marker? So you see, this isn't just a pipe dream of a vision, like, oh, I hope we get there in 10 years. We've got a scaffolding, we've got a framework that we're working towards to develop and live into this vision. Now, I also use the word courage because when you look at that vision, you probably have a mixed emotion. One is if you sit there and you close your eyes and you envision it, and that's what I'd like you to do this week, is sit there and just think of what would GCI look like if this is what it looks like in 10 years' time. And I think one of your emotions will be like, wow. Wow, I almost can't remember a time when it would have looked like this. This is something beyond what maybe even I could have dreamed. This would be so exciting to be a part of this. That's probably one of your emotions. But your other emotion is you're looking at this and going, was there something in the coffee they were drinking that day when they were working on this? You know, a little extra. What were they thinking coming up with this? Because a vision is something that is beyond what you can see right now. If we were going to Sydney, we can't see Sydney from here when we leave Melbourne. But you know it's there. You know where you're going. This vision is where we know where we're going, even if we can't see it right now. But now the thing is where do we fit in as a local congregation to this vision? This vision statement isn't about every congregation accomplishing this. And this vision statement isn't about, oh, well, this is just for those congregations that, you know, are over 50 people that meet every Sunday. Oh, no, this vision statement is only for those that have people like under 55 in their congregation. No, this vision statement is for all of Australasia, but each congregation will have a part to play, and each congregation won't have the same part. We are part of something bigger here. This is something part of GCI Australasia, and so what we do prayerfully as a congregation now is what can we do? How do we participate with the larger body participating in this vision statement? What gifts do we have? Where are we at? So whether we're older or younger or smaller or bigger, or we're in a city or we're out in the country, wherever our congregation is, who we are as a congregation, how do we then fit into and participate in this vision? How do we contribute? We're contributing something bigger than us. And so hopefully what's exciting is that, as I mentioned, we have these 90-day goals. Then we have a 1 year. I would think that all of us will be here in November. I'd like to think that we'll all be here in November. And hopefully all of us, or at least the majority of us, will be here in 3 years, where we can start to see, wow, we know where we were in 2024. Look at where we're at now in 2027. Wow, we are moving towards this vision of 2034. Now, how many of us will be around in 2034? I don't know. Only God will know. But we know that we have stood on the shoulders of those that have come before us. And now we're going to participate, so because those that come after us will stand on our shoulders because of what we do from here moving forward. So right now, no matter whether you're 6 years old or 99 and a half years old, right now, we can all participate in this, whether you're mobile, whether you're not quite as mobile. You can be praying this prayer every day, every week, however often you might want to include this particular prayer to join in with the other voices of our brothers and sisters as we move towards this vision. And with the framework that we have, the beauty of it is it's not done in cement. Oh, we got a framework and that's all we can do. We create a framework and we create these short-term goals so that we can adjust and look and say, is this where God is leading us? Or did we thought we had the right direction north, but he didn't quite want us to hit Sydney. He wanted us to kind of hit a little bit west of Sydney. He wanted us to go to Parramatta. Don't know why, but you know, as for all you Panther or Eels or whoever it is out there. Oh, anyway. You know, but so you then can adjust. So we have a framework where we're continually reviewing so that we can adjust the framework. The framework is built with bolts and nuts and all that, so you can unscrew them and re-change the framework a little bit as you need to, as opposed to cement where, well, made a mistake, you got to knock it all down. So we've got this flexibility within the structure and why we have these signposts to make sure we continue on the same way. Okay, that's all I'll take up for this, but that's, again, what we also want, what Daphne is emphasizing, is we want feedback. We want you, if you have questions, if you have thoughts, come to the pastoral team members, share them, and then we will share that back. We'll funnel it back to the home office and all the pastors when we're meeting and we're discussing this, because we want it to be inclusive. We want it to be participatory. This is the pastor's vision, so get on board. We want this to be our vision. And so you also need to give us feedback to know, how accurate are we? Where are we at? Are we on pace? Are we not? Where do you see? What do you see our strengths and all that? What feedback do you have? Weaknesses, so that we can also be adjusting. So there needs to be that communication. So continual feedback will be is very much encouraged. So if you do have thoughts, you might want to take this for a week before you start sharing your thoughts and just sit with it. But as we go forward, please, and that's why there's going to be several videos, is for those opportunities to continue to give us feedback and adjusting as we move forward. Okay, with that, I'll hand it back over to Carolyn.
Thank you, Elle.